Cooper McKim from our newsroom joins us now, and we're going to talk about this land deal. If you go back to the legislative session, there was a lot of discussion about whether or not Wyoming should purchase some large amounts of land along the I-80 corridor. Cooper's with us now, and maybe you should give us a little background on what they were trying to do.
So back in February, this was kind of the talk of the town, whether Wyoming should make a bid on this 1 million acres of land and 4 million acres of mineral rights across southern Wyoming. And there were a lot of people saying, hey, this could be a great rate of return, a great place to put our investment funds. And then there are other people saying, well, is this really the best use of our funds in a difficult budget situation? Well, so the whole time during the session, the Appropriations Committee went back and forth to set ground rules, figure out how to pay for it, basically conduct due diligence on the land up for sale, figure out the process that they would take to see how much it would cost, if it was worth it, debate over whether to use the rainy day funds. The chief investment officer for the state, Patrick Fleming, said there never was an estimate, but through many discussions, we heard that it was upwards of $1 billion. And there was this idea of finalizing the deal in a special session. Bills were combined. Eventually, the governor vetoed it, saying it was flawed, overly complicated, and burdensome. And basically, since then, the state has been working on how to make this bid happen.
So why aren't we talking about this again?
So it's kind of unclear what was going to happen next after the governor vetoed it. And that was in March. In May, we learned that the state was indeed still in the running along with 12 other bidders, according to an earnings call from Occidental Petroleum. And then more recently, Occidental set a July 1 deadline, and the governor's office confirmed that the state is indeed still in the running. In fact, they employed Barclays, a major investment bank, to do due diligence. In fact, had 23 bankers working on it, in addition to the treasurer's office working on it. The governor put together an advisory group of C-suite officials from oil and gas and mineral companies. So there's been a lot of work done on this, and it's all becoming clear what's been going on since then.
What are the considerations of actually making it happen?
So first off, the money side is different than I think a lot of people expect, because during the session, we talked a lot about using our reserve account or maybe using bonds. But actually now, because the legislature didn't put together a bill that was accepted or signed by the governor, that it's up to the state to decide how this would be paid. And they could move around investment funds from the Permanent Mineral Trust Fund to make it worth it. And they're sort of identifying whether the rate of return on this investment would be better than other investments they have. And so they're going to be talking about this in the coming weeks, well, before July 1st. And hold a public meeting through the State Land and Investment Board, which is a group of 5 elected officials. And certainly we'll hear the pushback and arguments on both sides about whether a bid is actually worth it.
Yeah, and that's the follow-up question to that. I know a lot of people have been following what's been going on in the state. The state's maybe looking at budget cuts, and then maybe even more importantly, the oil markets have been very rough. So, you know, what are we talking about here, and why? I guess maybe you could explain why we're still doing this.
So there is a question of whether this sale might be a little bit more bargain bin pricing. There's a lot of disagreement over whether the value of it has gone down, given we never actually had a final confirmed cost of what it would be. But Occidental has been in a bad place since March, as many oil and gas companies have. Oil prices have plummeted. They have consequently seen their share prices drop by half. Their budget has been reorganized down by half, took a $9 billion write-down on their assets, meaning it's just worth a lot less. So one economist says this company needs to make this sale, and it will almost certainly be less than the original asking price. And it's up to Barclays to determine what the actual price should be that makes it worth it for the state.
So what's next?
So next week, the State Lands and Investment Board will hold that public meeting and decide whether or not to pursue the bid. The deadline is July 1st, and the governor's office is expecting pushback. As you mentioned, a lot of other agencies have been told to cut their budgets. Meanwhile, the governor's office is looking at the significant purchase with investment funds. So there's going to be a lot to talk about next week, and we will know more soon.
Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim, thank you as always.
Thank you.